Queen Carvania stood haloed by the morning sun. An army hung on her every word.
My champions, I have sold my chariot on Carvana. 'Twas a lovely SUV, an inexplicably queenly offer. They're even coming to the castle to collect it. Tonight, we feast!
An offer you can feast on. Sell your car today on Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
He's Bill Ryder, and he's ryder than you.
The program ryder than you, sometimes.
He's a fan.
I love sports so much.
He's in your face.
I will destroy those obnoxiously arrogant, clueless, tone-deaf superstars who are marginal players, good players, who make careers, who think they're Hall of Famers.
He's nice.
I promise, we're nice here.
He's humble.
I think I'm pretty good after on the show about admitting if I got it wrong.
Live from Los Angeles, here's Bill Ryder.
Let's just start with Tommy right away. Why wait? Why delay the magic? Good morning, pretty daddy.
Good morning, Bill. What's going on?
One of our listeners does a great podcast. He's out of Defiance, Ohio, and I was on with him over the weekend. It was a lot of fun. And I couldn't get my StreamYard to work, which you just experienced. And he said, it must be pretty daddy's fault. And I said,
come on.
You weren't even there. You were blank. How you doing, man?
I'm good. How was your holiday weekend?
It was great. Well, I worked yesterday, as you know. The actual weekend was lovely. And the work wasn't bad because I have a Band-Aid. If you're watching on the stream, BillRyder.substack.com, you can see the Band-Aid because the cat got out yesterday and I was holding the cat and the cat tried to make a run for it. And I didn't let the cat make a run for it because there's coyotes around here, I guess. Maybe, I don't know. Dogs, possums. And so it punched me by digging its claws into my skin and drawing blood. Yeah. Yeah. It was a great little Monday, though, because there was no traffic. I'm driving somewhere for the first time in 7 years. I have to drive to an office. Here's a little breaking news. I have to work from my house. You know.
Commuting's fun.
Being in the office is great. Commuting's fine. Here's the thing, dude. I used to just... All right, there's two things I used to laugh at obnoxiously. You ready for an obnoxious alert? One was the weather. Like, oh, it's snowing. I'm like, oh my God, that's fun. That sucks. Okay, I'm going to go play tennis. I'm going to go for a little walk. The other was gas prices. Like, oh, gas is $18 a gallon. I don't care because I have one car and I don't drive anywhere. Well, holy bleep. It's expensive when you have to drive the car every day.
Yeah, man.
Oh, no.
Commuter life is not fun.
Dude, gas here is $6.80 a gallon or something.
Yeah, that's outrageous. That's outrageous.
What is it? I think it just cost me $90 to fill up my tank.
That's insane. We're in like the $4.50 range.
Yeah, I don't. Where I live is very beautiful, but there's I live in Manhattan Beach. There's a city next to us called El Segundo. Between Manhattan Beach and El Segundo is a refinery by, I believe, Chevron that is the size of a city where they make gasoline. I can see the ships come in on the ocean and park, and then a pipe, I guess. How is the gas cost more here than in Missouri or Iowa? It's right. There's no transportation cost. It's next to me.
Seems like a fair question.
Nobody cares. There's three things that are pretty brutal. Winner, gas prices, James Harden in the playoffs. Those are the three things that kind of exist in the universe where you're like, wow. It's not all sunshine, rainbows, puppy dogs, unicorns, and... Care Bears, you know, what a weird concept. Why would a bear that it cares or otherwise shoot? Was it joy out of its stomach? It's like a reverse heart.
Yeah.
I mean, a weird concept.
Very strange.
Well, what's weirder, Care Bears or Smurfs? I mean, you really boil it down to the concept.
I think I got to lean Care Bear.
Yeah. Didn't they shoot and they had different, they have different like motions on their stomach? Oh my God, what would you be as a Care Bear? Grumpy Bear. Ger Bear. You know? Care Bears are weird, man.
And I feel like Smurfs like lasted like the test. Like there was just a Smurfs movie not that long ago. Like Care Bears have been out for a while.
They didn't make a comeback?
Yeah.
Maybe because they shot crap out of their stomachs. Maybe
I think that's a good starting point.
Somebody realized that they were as weird as this podcast has become. Here's my point. Somebody should find the clutch bear and point that dude's stomach at James Harden. That guy was awful. And this is something we bring up all the time, and yet it's sometimes debatable. I was driving around this morning, and look, I have a new job. I'm a radio host on top of this Substack at 97.1 The Fan. You know how radio goes. I say it in my sleep. Like, hey, I was at dinner last night. Can I have the steak with the peppercorn sauce and the 97.1 The Fan, LA? Thanks. Just get in there. 975, 855-97 LA Fan. Just if you want to call me or bring my steak to me. I was listening to 97.1 The Fan, and Derek Fisher, who's great, who obviously knows hoops, played, won a bunch of championships, made the point. I didn't get the whole context. I'm not taking a shot. Just made the point. There's more to blame than James Harden. But I had to turn the car off because I had to come to the Substack. I don't know if there is more to blame than James. I mean, yeah, you can blame Donovan Mitchell. You can blame. Have you guys talked on SiriusXM about Kenny Atkinson winning? Or you've been off winning 2 out of 3 analytically?
Yeah, you know, according to Kenny, we should probably check it with him. The Cavs probably swept the Knicks analytically. Yeah.
Analytically, I'm 6'3". So, you know, ladies.
Yeah.
There's a lot of blame to go around. James Harden continues to be an embarrassment and a problem and a star player who becomes a shadow of himself in the playoffs. I'm going to just hit you with a few numbers here. Not that this isn't, you know, not that this is it shouldn't be shocking, because we've seen this everywhere he's gone. But when you think about the opportunities he's had to win, he was maybe with the Oklahoma City Thunder when he made the finals only time as the sixth man. Maybe that is the exception to the he can't make it rule, but he left there because he wasn't going to be the man. And had he stayed, and I'm not taking, look, make your money. He went to Houston. This is a long time ago. But he left the Thunder and what I think would have been a dynasty in order to be the man, and then he can't be the man. Couldn't do it in Houston. Couldn't do it with the Clippers. Couldn't do it with the Nets. Couldn't do it with the Sixers. Couldn't do it in Cleveland. Am I forgetting teams he played for? He and the Kings play together? Was he a Hawk? I can't even keep track of all the places he's gone. In this series, in which the Knicks just swept the Cleveland Cavaliers, which is a cool story, by the way, he averaged 16 points on 39% shooting from the field. He hit 18% of his three-point shots. He averaged fewer assists, 3 per game, than turnovers at 4.3. And just to put these 16 points per game in perspective, in the conference finals, as one of the two offensive focal points, along with Donovan Mitchell, who also did not play well, James the Beard Harden scored 15, 18, 19, and last night he scored 12. I mean, it's almost a basketball playoff clutch psychosis.
Best thing that's ever happened to you financially. Go.
Easy. Sold my car on Carvana. Amazing offer.
Really? I hit 200 on the scratcher.
Did the scratcher come to your house and hand you a check?
No.
How many scratchers did you hit to get that? I hit a button on Carvana.com once.
Okay, that's fair.
It's like the lottery, except you always win.
Not like the lottery at all, actually.
Exactly. Inexplicably good. Offers worth bragging about. Sell your car today on Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.